I must tell you, I mentioned California, where I've been for the last couple of weeks. I must tell you, here's California in 60 seconds for you. Because I've been to California before, or Los Angeles before, but I'd never done all the stuff that we did in the last couple of weeks. And some of it's worth doing and some of it isn't. And I suppose I'm one of those people in life, you go, well, if you're going to be there, you may as well tick a box and go there. For example, Santa Monica. Wouldn't go again. You go down there, and I stood at Santa Monica Beach, one of the most famous beaches in all the world, and I thought to myself, is this it? Won't be back. Not bad, but you know, it is what it is.
And well, I don't understand, because I'm pretty sure I saw some kind of Instagram post where you said you can't spend the rest of your life cycling along Santa Monica Boulevard.
Cycling along Santa Monica Boulevard is fun to the extent that it's a sunny, hot day. There's a lot of beach. It's a relaxed vibe. And would you want to do it a lot? Not really.
Maybe I just misunderstood your meaning. Maybe you were saying, glad I don't have to spend the rest of my life doing that. Can't wait to get back to getting up in the middle of the night to go to work.
If you go the certain direction in Santa Monica Beach, you end up in a place called Venice. Venice is to be avoided. People talk about Venice and Muscle Beach and all that sort of stuff. It's full of homeless people.
Is that crazy guy on the rollerblades with the guitar still there?
Still there. They're all there. There's one. He's one of 9,000. But then you go to Malibu. Malibu is worth going to. There's not much in Malibu. You drive miles up the road to Malibu, but there's not a lot there. There's a pier, and there's a couple of cafes on the pier, and that's worth going to because it's very beautiful, and you look up to the Kardashians' house and stuff like that. So it's but apart from that, it's a motorway, a pier, a pretty ordinary sort of beach, and that's about it. But it's very picturesque. It's very beautiful. You will have seen it in all the movies. Now, answer me this, Glenn. Before we went, Glenn, who's been to Disneyland, I'd never been to Disneyland before, and I said, look, I know my kids. I reckon we'll spend 7 or 8 hours at Disneyland. We'll knock it all off on no worries at all. Glenn, who's been to Disneyland, he goes 3 days minimum. So you need 3 or 4 weeks. And anyway, ask me how long I spent at Disneyland. 7 hours. In and out. Seven hours. Done and dusted.
But you would have gone in there and you would have gone. Now, look, I told Glenn that we were only going to be here.
No.
7 or 8 hours. Time. Come on, keep it moving.
Took a boat, went in at 7 o'clock, left at 3. At 3 o'clock, I said, hands up, who wants to go? Every hand was up. We were done, did all the rides, came and went. Thanks very much for coming. Universal Studios. Waste of time. Don't go. Don't even bother. Looks old-fashioned. Looks like a... Have you ever been to Universal Studios as a movie set that looks like it used to be made for making movies but no longer is because it's all CGI'd? We just went around these endless sets that were no longer used, except Dunkirk, which is a movie currently out, was filmed at Universal. They have the biggest blue or green screen in the world with a big pit that they fill in with water. So all the rescue scenes in Dunkirk apparently was filmed there. Apart from that, who needs it? Warner Brothers? Very good. Very, very good. Well worth a visit to Warner Brothers. So what have we encapsulated? Universal, not worth it. Disneyland's worth going once, but don't spend too long. Santa Monica's okay. Malibu's fantastic. Venice is a waste of time. Basically, there's California in it.
Bernadine and I have just taken a vote off air.
Yes.
And we have decided that you, in about 2 minutes, have just sucked all the joy out of our world.
No. Because the California
we've both been to Universal Studios.
Did you have a ball?
We've both been to Disneyland.
Did you honestly have a ball at Universal? Did you go to Universal and think, my God?
Yeah, I love Universal. Universal more than Disneyland. I like how compact it is, how it's easy to get from bit to bit.
I tell you what I will tell you.
I'm just wondering if you went to the right places.
Oh, I went to the right places.
Did you buy a cheap tourist map and go to some fake places? Is that what happened?
Beverly Hills.
You went to Disneyland with the Y after the D and not at the
end. No. It's just
Disneyland.
Do you know what I liked? I liked the sunshine and I liked the heat every day and the consistency of the weather. And I liked everybody was laid back and they were full of the joys of life. They were just getting on with the world and no one mentioned Trump. There wasn't Trump anywhere. It wasn't Trump's America. It was California. It was lovely. I want to live there. We're thinking of buying an apartment and moving there. So there you go. That's how much I love California. Just didn't need the rest of it. That's all.